the official spokesperson for the Eurovision Broadcasting Union, the EBU. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. It's amazing.
Celebrating the world's biggest live music event, the Eurovision Showcase.
Ireland.
1993.
Showing no emotion, my feelings locked inside. Made myself an island, trying to take my heart and hide. Built a wall around me, afraid of letting go. But suddenly an open door I never saw before. In your eyes I see the light leading me home again. It's heaven in your arms, my love. My heart is in your hands. In your eyes seems so right. I see forever in your smile. This woman is a child again.
Your
love's been building bridges between your heart and mine. Safe here on my island, but I'm out on the edge this time. I built a wall around me, thought I'd save myself a pain. Your touch swept me away, now I'll never play it safe again.
The wonderful Niamh Kavanagh for Ireland and their winning song in 1993's contest in Mill Street, County Cork. You remember? Yes, that was the same year Sonia represented the UK with Better the Devil You Know, coming second. But yes, Niamh Kavanagh. Oh, I managed to meet her, actually, back in 2015 at the Eurovision Cafe in Vienna, Austria. I tell you what, that was one of the most amazing moments of my life, getting to meet her. It really was. And I was sort of like struggling to sort of tell you about it, because I was just like thinking, I'm thinking back to it now. I'm just thinking, wow, I really did get to meet her, didn't I? I did. I did. Here she is. I'm going to get her to say a little hello to each and every one of you.
Hi, I'm Niamh Kavanagh, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
And as a radio host and producer here on Forest FM and on Switch Radio UK's Eurovision channel, you know, it's one of my favourite things is to ask a Eurovision artist to do a little jingle for me, if you don't mind. And Niamh was so kind enough to do that. I managed to meet quite a few of the Eurovision participants who were performing at the Eurovision Cafe, because you had Hera Bjork was there, though I was so starstruck to see her, I totally forgot to ask her. And obviously, yeah, I was kicking myself, obviously, afterwards. Never mind. So this is a 1 hour show of the Eurovision Song Contest as we're gearing up for Liverpool 2023. And my goodness me, Eurovision is certainly coming up thick and fast as we are now at the 29th of January. My goodness me. It's quickly going through. Oh my goodness me. So anyways, as you could tell, I'm a little bit stuttery. I'm going to move on to our next song. I'm still thinking back. Nostalgia is a huge big thing for me, as many of you guys know. So our next song is a relatively newish song, but in the year where there has been so much upheaval and shocking sights coming out of Ukraine in so many different ways, Ukraine is sadly not hosting this year where they won last year, but we're putting on the Eurovision Song Contest as we came rightfully second place, and that's how it goes. So we're going to be sharing the Ukrainian music and culture in our own country, which I think is a wonderful thing that we're doing. So throughout 2022, the Ukrainian group Go A have been spreading their message and charity work with performances at the Glastonbury Festival as part of their 14-country tour around Canada, Europe over the summer, and I think they went to the United States as well. Choosing to make music and not war, Go A become winners of ESC Extra's New Music Friday Top 10 of 2022 Countdown with their song Kalyana. I think that's how you pronounce that, which means rose. Okay, so the song uses metaphors within the legend of the Kalyana tree to reflect on modern Ukrainian and Ukraine and a call for peace. Further to this, the group donated proceeds to Ukrainian aid charities dealing with the humanitarian fallout from the invasion. And although the group came fifth in Rotterdam, it was not enough for the band member Ihor Dudenchek, who has found time to win to Eurovision 2022 with Kalush Orchestra. Yes, part of a Kalush Orchestra. So let's go back to 2022 and Go Away from Ukraine. This is their single they released called Kalyana, which means rose.
The 2023 Eurovision Song Contest is coming to Liverpool this coming May, and the Eurovision Showcase is going to keep you updated with the latest news and national finals results, music and ticket information. Join Eurovision superfan Kieran Arithotiat. For more information, head to www.escshowcase.com.
Germany.
2006.
My love is stronger now than you'll ever know, and I won't ever let you go. My love is wider than the ocean can be, and it's deeper than the deep blue sea. My love goes higher than a mountain can rise, and I see it there in your eyes. My love gets tougher when the going gets rough, and believe me, I got more than enough. Keep trying, babe, keep holding on. There's a place we belong, where things are good, where love is strong. I'm never ever gonna leave you to cry on your own. Never ever gonna not go and pick up the phone. I'm never ever gonna let you get chilled to the bone. No, no, never. No, no, never.
From Nashville, Tennessee. No, not quite. But via Berlin, Germany. Yes, that was Texas Lightning with No, No, Never for Germany at the Eurovision Song Contest of 2006 in Athens, Greece. Yes. And the funny thing is that the lead singer of Texas Lightning is actually Australian. Yes, Jane. I can't remember her surname. But yes, one of the big contest favourites at the beginning. But obviously, Lordi with Hard Rock Hallelujah for Finland ended up winning that year. And who remembers the British entry that year? Daz Sampson, Teenage Life. Anyway, I shudder every time. Right, well, Unser Lied für Liverpool 2023. Sorry, I don't know 2023 in German. Have you guessed? basically released details of their national final earlier this week. Yes, 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 yes. So, basically, there have been 8 acts already announced, okay, and then the 9th and final act will be chosen from a poll of TikTok users. Yes, this poll will be open from, it was open on actually on Friday, the 27th of January, until 8 p.m. Central European Time, which is 7 here in the United Kingdom in GMT, also in Iceland and Portugal, just to mention. And in Ireland, of course, and from and that will close at 8 p.m. Central European Time on Friday the 3rd of February. They have six acts to choose from, and you can watch a little recap on TikTok, obviously, of all of those acts. And there's some interesting ones, and then there's some right damn right scary ones too. So I have a little recap for you of those songs that have already been selected direct to the final of Unser Lied für Liverpool for Germany. Yeah, so here we go. Let's start off with Once Upon a Dream from Ancia Russo. Frida Gold with Alle Frühen in mir sind Myrt. Misfit, Lonely Spring. Blood and Glitter by Lord of the Lost. Melodies of Hope, Patty Gurdy. Concrete Heart from Renee Miller. Dare to be different from Trong. And show them that smile. Just give it a try. Show me how to hold on. Hold on from Will Church. Some interesting songs there, don't you think? So that's the German national final. Obviously, there is going to be another song which will be announced next Friday, which is the 3rd of February. Oh, yes. So Germany have been known in history with Eurovision fans to have the most crazy national finals. Some really bonkers stuff going on. So we're going to go to one of their national finals, which one of my personal favourites, and it was an absolute car crash of a show where it was just crazy and everything you would think from Germany. So we're going to go.
1998.
Yes, it's the Countdown Grand Prix for Birmingham 1998. And this song came sixth out of the 10 songs in the German national final. Here is Ballhaus with Con Con. And we've got some requests coming up very shortly as well. So stay tuned.
Und jetzt, and now, and then
this is bonkers. Enjoy.
Hey, come on, Leute, dance up. And everybody, hands up. Die Na-Na-Na-Na bin heute lang. Jetzt kommt der geile Rhythmus, halt dich fest und schnall dich an. Denn alle tanzen jetzt Con-Con, okay? Noch irgendwann Con Con.
Con Con, bis die Fetzen fliegen. Con Con, was ist schon dabei? Hey, dance up, come on baby, hands up. Everybody stands up, das geht nie vorbei. Con Con, immer, immer wieder.
Oh, yeah.
Con Con, mach dich richtig high.
Okay.
Hey, don't say, das ist deine Chance. Hey, tanzen wie ein Trance. Hey, was ist schon dabei?
Alright. Come
mein Baby, zeig mal, wie das geht. Ich find das wirklich heiß. Dürf die Beine in den Himmel und die Liebe ist dein Preis. Everybody's happy, come on, come on and clap your hands. Na mach schon, Baby, komm schon, Baby, give me one more dance.
Immer cool, man, keine Panik, heute Nacht ist alles live. Und morgen sind wir für die Insel reif.
I feel exhausted, don't you? That's Ballhouse with Con Con from Germany's Eurovision National Final of 1998. Yes, bonkers. Bonkers, and we love bonkers here. Well, funnily enough, we've got another German song coming up. Would you believe it's not a German special? I just wanted to mention, but lovely James Brett down in Worthing, West Sussex, has actually requested a German entry. Mm-hmm. And why not, James? This is a great tune, as we discussed earlier this week.
Germany.
Yes. And you've requested a German song. Nostalgia's going to kick in for...
1977.
Yes. This is awesome. So it's quite Motown-ish in a way. And James says it's awesome because it's camp, and I couldn't agree more, really. Here's Silver Connection with Telegram. God, do you remember when telegrams were a thing? Sorry, iTunes. Apparently I got one. One day when I in the 80s. I think they were still around then, weren't they? I'm an 86 boy, so I don't know. Anyways, here's Germany 77.
Tell them to my
I love that. Telegram, Silver Connection, and that is Germany 1977. And a request for James Brett. James, thank you very much. Now, Rob's random request is going to come towards the end of the show this week. So it's time to move something a bit forward, and it is now time for
the best of the rest.
The best of the rest. It's time to find a couple of awesome tunes from the national finals of the Eurovision Song Contest.
That's right. And I've got a couple of songs for you again this week. So we're going to dive into another national final. And obviously, Ball Cut from Con from Ball House was not going to be in this segment. But because it's not really the best of the rest. But it's fun, nonetheless, of course. So anyways, let's go to
France.
Yes, the French national final of the year
2021.
That's right. Simply the best. Yes, indeed. So, c'est qui vous décide? The French national final produced fantastic songs, and obviously Barbara Plavi won with the song Voila, and ended up coming second, only a, what was it, 20 odd points behind Måneskin, Rossetti Buoni, which is the Italian winners of 2021 in Rotterdam. So, however, there was some great songs, as I say, in that French national final in 2021, and this is of no exception. It really is. So I would like to play for you the song Banon from Philippine, and oh, I love this. This is so French and current.
Tu prends tes clics, tes claques, et je te serre la main. Je te ferme la porte au nez, merci de rien. Arrête de croire que sans toi, je n'irai pas bien loin. Et dans un an, on verra qui nous deux revient. Tu penses qu'à toi, c'est bien d'être un égoïste. Va voir ailleurs, oui, là, au moins t'existes. Pourquoi j'ai perdu mon temps à m'occuper d'un enfant? La tête aux pieds, je t'observe, rien d'intéressant. Et si on jouait un jeu très simple pour les enfants? Ferme les yeux, compte 1, 2, 3 et je me casse. T'arrête pas, regarde comme c'est marrant. Ferme les yeux, à 4, 5, 6, je te remplace. Allez, salut, à la prochaine. Bah non. Pardon, t'as cru à une prochaine. Ah ouais. C'est parti tout seul, je suis désolée, c'est mieux avec un petit clin d'œil. Compte pas sur moi pour t'aider à te relever. Ça fait des mois que j'y pense, tu me fais plus rêver. Même si parfois je suis là à me demander si c'est pas de ma faute, si j'ai pas déconné. Puis je reviens sur les faits, la réalité. Je me remémore tes complexes d'infériorité. Et si on jouait un jeu très simple pour les enfants? Ferme les yeux, compte 1, 2, 3 et je me casse. T'arrêtes pas, regarde comme c'est marrant. Ferme les yeux. 5, 6, je te remplace. Allez, salut, à la prochaine. Bah non.
Best of the rest. It's time to find a couple of awesome tunes from the national finals of the Eurovision Song Contest.
Oh, and boy, do we have a great one for you. So let's fly over to Scandinavia.
Sweden.
And their national final in
2019.
Yes, Melodifestivalen 2019. Now, obviously, there are so many, and I cannot describe to you how many great songs are in Melodifestivalen every single year. Sweden deliver the goods. Oh, yes. And this song is of no exception. No. And I cannot wait to play this song for you. And, believe it or not, she is going to introduce her very own song. She will do eventually, if I could get her out of the box. Yeah, there we go.
Hi, this is Lena Hedlund from Sweden, and this is my song, Victorious. Enjoy.
Yes, Lena Hedlund, originally in Alcazar. Oh, remember Alcazar? Awesome. Again, Melodifestivalen. Nostalgia is sweeping through my brain and my ears as we speak. So here we go. Victorious.
This is the time we gotta do something. This ain't the time we leave it for nothing. Hey, don't wait. I see a friend craving for saving. I won't give up on my generation. Hey, don't wait. We have a chance to take it far. Don't forget.
Time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News
with Kieran Uritotiot.
Georgia is one step closer for finding its singer for Eurovision 2023 in Liverpool. From 16 acts competing in the semi-final of The Voice, 8 have now progressed to the grand final next week. And one of those 8 will earn the right to wave the Georgian flag in Liverpool in May. Interesting stuff going over in Malta. As you may have heard, Aiden has been disqualified out of the Maltese national final, Malta Eurovision Song Contest, and he is now pursuing legal action. Yes. He's threatened legal action against the Maltese broadcaster PBS. The Times of Malta reported that Aidan's lawyers wrote to PBS asking for them to reverse the decision and threatened further legal steps should the broadcaster refuse. The broadcaster has said that Aidan fell foul of the rules, rules 5.3 and 5.7 of the competition, expressly forbidding artists to do any type of promo after the names of the quarterfinalists were revealed. Aidan's song, recent post, involved him introducing his dancers accompanied by the instrumental song of his song, Regina. So, he's been doing some promotional work, of course, and obviously the Maltese broadcaster thinks that's a bit of foul play. Now, yesterday, we managed to find out these auditions in Moldova and how they've gone, and it seems to have been a very interesting show, as it always is in Moldova. So let's face it, that's going to be you should check out the recaps, honestly. You will not be disappointed. Lithuania have obviously had their second heat last night as well, and over in Norway in Melody Grand Prix they've had their third heat as well. So check out the results there. And also, it looks like Iceland have revealed all of their artists now for Songs for Kepnin, so Iceland's national final. Good luck to them.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hey, this is Luca Henny from Switzerland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, She Got Me, Enjoy.
When she go low, when she go low, she goes all low, she goes all low. Oh, she know, oh, she know, she got me dirty dancing, dirty dancing.
This is Leonora from Denmark, and this is my song. It's called Love is Forever. I hope you enjoy it.
Love is forever. Love is forever.
This is Katerin Duska from Greece. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Better Love. Enjoy.
Gotta get better love, better love. Oh, ever after. Way to love, who you love. Ooh, ooh. Better love, better love. Oh, ever after. Way to love, who you love.
Ooh, ooh. Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.
Latvia.
2000.
My friend's gonna call me, hey dreamer. The stars are watching us so far. Tonight I know I will get there. But later on the bus ride to my star. But then there are things you just don't know. In spite someone's told you're so cute, you have to ask and I will show. The snow in the summer on so-so. If my star would fall or disappear at all, I will follow my star to the end of my days. And my heart's gonna lead me in so many ways. And if you're gonna join me, say never be my runaway bride. tell me just calm down. The clouds are walking up so high. This is my chance in island vibes. Well, there's reavers and lovers to fly, fly. I'm back from the future, life goes on. But still, I remember my promise. You have to ask and I will show. The snow in the summer of so-so.
Rainstorm with My Star, coming third for Latvia in 2000. Yes, what a lovely, lovely song that was. Oh, dearie me, I don't know why it didn't come second. It came third, of course. Second place was Russia, Alstu with Solo. The winning song that year was Denmark's Olsen Brothers with Fly on the Wings of Love. Now it's time for a request. Javier Liel. Javier, thank you very much. He's emailed in and you have requested a lovely song. Javier is from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, though originally from Venezuela. And you've requested a song from the Estonian national final this year. Ooh, that's a good choice, Javier. I'm not going to complain about that.
Estonia.
Yeah, and I think this could do well.
2023.
It's in the grand final, so we'll see. It's Elisa with Bad Philosophy. Yes.
Too many roadkills and drifters walk about. But oh, we were over.
Right, there we are. That's Javier Liao's request. Elisa with Bad Philosophy. Rob, you just caught the tail end of that, didn't you? It was. What did you think? Oh, I've got to put your mic on. That's it.
Honestly, you can't get the stuff. It's fine, yeah. It probably would be nice to hear the whole song, but I was doing stuff downstairs.
Yes, like putting the shopping away.
I was putting the shopping away.
Which is allowed, dear, which is allowed. Anyway, how's things with you? You doing good?
Yeah.
Can you tell everybody how you are?
A bit hungover.
You're still suffering from Friday nights.
Yeah.
Poor lad.
Went out in London with a friend and had quite a lot to drink. And got the train back miraculously, survived the train journey and got back at the Kieran picked me up from the station, which is very nice.
See, I'm very good. Went to Fareham train station at 10:52 PM to come and pick you up.
But before I did drink, I did some culture. I thought that was important. I went up a bit early and went to the National Museum, which I'd not have done before. That was really cool.
National Art Gallery.
Yeah, it's called the National Gallery. Yeah, I really enjoyed that. It was good fun. I was in there for about an hour and a bit, which is about right once you've spent an hour looking at art. I've realised, I'm going to go off at a tangent now, the paintings of all the people and stuff, they're fine, and there's lots of religious ones. But I love the landscape ones because you can look at them and you can look really far into them and you can see the detail of the back, you know, when they do things in the distance. I find those things extraordinary. And some of the paintings look like photographs. It was quite something.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I really enjoyed looking at those. And, it was good fun.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Sounds good.
The most popular painting, of course, was the famous Sunflowers by Van Gogh.
Yeah, I can't believe it's here in this country. I wasn't aware. I thought it would be in the Netherlands.
They've got the Van Gogh Museum, which I've been to, and I think they've got another one of his sunflower ones there.
Oh, did he do a number of them?
He's done loads of different. Yeah.
Oh, fair enough. Then they knew his worth.
And I found out about Turner, which I didn't realise. So I now know a little bit about Turner.
Turner,
the artist Turner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he did a little bit of travelling in his later years and did lots of nice paintings of bits of Europe. I saw the ones of Dieppe and Cologne when I was there.
Oh, wow.
They're on loan. It was very nice. So now I feel terribly cultured.
Let's get into
some more culture now.
Indeed.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest.
It is Rob's Random Request.
Oh, yes.
It is indeed. So I've got my little hat full of countries, a little hat full of years, and I try and get them to match and get a song that we can play.
You went West Country there.
I did go a bit West Country. Well, you normally do. I love it when Kieran says the odd word in West Country. He knows, does it? It's quite funny. Rolls his R's sometimes.
R's.
I think it's his Bournemouth background. Although Bournemouth not that far into the West Country. You sound like a Bristolian twang to your accent, which I find quite funny. Anyway, I've got a country, and it is... Oh, dear. Well, it isn't an odd deer. It's just in Montenegro.
Okay. Oh, we haven't had a Montenegro song in ages.
A bit more limited to songs to years, so I might have to be quickly through the hat.
So, debuted 2007.
As Serbia and Montenegro, or just as Montenegro?
As Montenegro. When they independence, and then they participate for 3 years, had a break, and then came back in 2012, and then they've been with us ever since. Mostly.
But I can say, they're not in this year, are they?
No, they've withdrawn this year because of financial reasons.
67, that clearly is far too old. 64,
dear.
Oh, dear. So I might have to play this music a bit longer, Kieran. 2003?
No,
2007
was the earliest.
Ooh, 2009?
Yes.
There we are. Oh, not too bad.
Oh, wonderful, Rob. So this is Andrea Dermirovic with Just Get Out of My Life. Now, this is quite a cheesy poppy song.
Sounds a bit more kind of like... Just get out of my life, like a kind
pretty
of
pretty really much actually. Just get out of my dreams.
Is she not happy about
out of my things? Yeah, something like that. Anyway, I'm not going to sing anymore. Obviously,
thank God for that.
Rude.
Montenegro.
How very dare you, Roberto? Give your baitings.
2009
with the girls.
Yes.
So it almost qualified. I think it was in 11th place or 10th or 12th or something like that. So Montenegro didn't do too badly with this. Written by Ralph Ziegel from Germany. And yes, well done, Rob.
Sing and dance.
Oh, yes. Shake those hips. And when we come back, it's live and kicking.
Live and kicking.
Talking about all the things I'm missing, and for all the reasons I must agree.
Andrea Denominovic, I think that's how you pronounce it, with Get Out of My Life, Montenegro 2009, here on the Eurovision Showcase with me, Kieran Aritatia. But now, it's time for this. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking, right here on the Eurovision Showcase.
Austria.
Yes, and the year of...
1992.
Yes, it's Tommy Vegas with Zusammen gehen. And I love this performance. It's such a beautiful song, and I hope you enjoy it.
Tommy Vegas.
Leon Ives.
Ah, Leon Ives, thank you very much. So live from Malmö, Sweden in the 92 contest, Zusammen gehen from Tommy Vegas. This ended up coming 10th for Austria.
Wir waren ein echt verschworenes Team, waren immer hart am Wind. Ich hab gedacht, dass wir vom Weg nie abzubringen sind. Mit uns, das war ne Odyssey. Ich würde so gern nochmal mit dir zusammen gehen zum Horizont, zum Ade, zum Erlösung. Zusammen gehen, so weit wird's gehen. Ab zwei, die sich so lieben, warten noch so viel. Uns war kein Ozean zu groß, kein Abendrot zu weit. Ich glaubte, du lässt mich nie los, nach so einer langen Zeit. Dein Abschied ging verdammt tief rein. Doch morgen werden wir vielleicht zusammen.
What? What a voice. Tommy Vegas there with Zusammen gehen from Austria in 1992. Oh, Austria ended up getting 12 points from Ireland in 1992, 10 points from the United Kingdom, 8 points from Greece, Cyprus and Belgium respectively, and amongst many more points. So we're joined to the close of this week's Eurovision Showcase, and let's tell you of the rest of the calendar for this week. And my goodness me, it's a busy one. So tomorrow, yes, Monday, we'll have the Czech national final, which our good friends at the Eurotrip podcast, Rob Lilly and James Rowe, will be co-hosting. Oh, wow. So cool. Congratulations, boys. On the Tuesday, we'll have the semi-final allocation draw live from Liverpool at 7 o'clock on BBC Two and on the iPlayer and streamed on YouTube, obviously. Spain will have also its semi-final, its very first semi-final of Benidorm Fest on the 31st. Yes, that's right. And then also Austria are going to announce their artist hence why I played Austria just a moment ago. Now, on the 2nd, which is on Thursday, we'll have the second semi-final of Benidorm Fest in Spain. That starts at 9:30. Also, on the 2nd of February, we'll have the songs released for Serbia's national final. On Friday, the 3rd of February, Malta, Ireland are going to have their national final as well. Can you believe it? Eurosong 2023. And then we've got the national finals of Norway and Spain on Saturday. At the beginning of Melody Festivalen, Supernova in Latvia. We'll have Slovenia's Joker Out song released as well. Oh my goodness me. So, and if you want to check out the links and the calendar, then please head over to our social media channels. I'll put the links up there and you can see them there. Arrivederci, au revoir. Ravi de te vis la dobitenia cognata nadios. I'll see you very soon.
Celebrating the world's biggest live music event.
www.escshowcase.com.